When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that we do. Well, we're doing two shows right now live on OnlyFans. We're going to be doing another one beginning next week, and I'll get to that in a second. But this is OnlyFans Q&A Live. We do the show all year round, except for the next month, and I'll explain why. On our Discord, if you want to become a member of our Discord, it's discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you can sign up there for $3 a month. We have over 2,000 members, like-minded Dolphin fans. We do film study. You have our main chat. You have our 3YPC chat, where the three hosts, myself, Simon Clancy, Chris Kaufman, we're chatting in there all day. Today, you saw me and Simon go back and forth about Tariq Woolen of the Seattle Seahawks. I think it was the fourth time we've gotten into this debate. He doesn't seem to like him very much, although he allows for him to be pretty good. I think Tariq Woolen is one of the elite secondary players in the NFL. I think he's really, really, really good. Really good. And I thought he was disrespected in that ranking where they put him somewhere in the honorable mentions, low in the honorable mentions. What we've learned from all these rankings is that this team, especially this offense, for two consecutive years, if we believe the rankings that they put out, okay, from the Jeremy Fowler survey, which is a survey of about 80 NFL executives, what we've learned is that this team has had the number two and the number one offense in the NFL with Tua Tagovailoa at the helm, and they've done it with no talent. So which is it? Who are we giving credit to? And if we're going to give credit to Mike McDaniel, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. Okay, I think Mike McDaniel is one of the 10 best coaches in the NFL. If we're going to give credit to Mike McDaniel, then I want to see him in the top five of some of those lists that they put out every offseason. Because there's really no explanation for this latest set of rankings. They essentially have Tua's 14th. Forget that. You know how that is. Tua's going to have to throw for, it's going to have to be evident. It's going to have to be undeniable. It's going to have to be flashed right in front of their faces for them to actually give the credit that it's due. All right? And I'm talking about, I don't even know if, I already did that once. I extrapolated his numbers, right, to try to work on his ranking. I did it with Chris Sims, okay, because Chris Sims is a special kind of idiot, okay? He had Tua, 17th or 18th or something like that. And I figure out for Tua to be in the top 10, his numbers that he would have to put up, because I just extrapolated what his improvement was from one year to the next, and I put the improvement that Chris Sims actually gave him from one year to the next, which was minimal, right? And I figured that he had to throw for almost 6,000 yards and 67 touchdowns or something like that. So these are not serious people. But now this is the NFL doing these polls. And they're saying the Dolphins have no talent at running back, no talent on the offensive line, absolutely zero talent at tight end, and they have one wide receiver in the top 20, and that's Tyreek at number two, and they got Waddle in honorable mentions barely inside the top 15. And they're saying that's the number one offense. I submit to you that's a bunch of bullshit, and it's not the number one offense. What they're describing there is an offense that's barely in the top 10. They have a bias, and guess who that bias is going to serve? It's going to serve Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins, as they're going to keep being able to go get number one, you know, I mean, not number ones, but number three wide receivers, number one pass catching options on third down, like Odell Beckham, I think, will be this season, for cheap on one-year deals, as they could just come here to Miami to varnish their reputations and go elsewhere to make real money from somewhere else. So that actually helps Miami. We're going to get to a lot of these questions that are in the chat, and we're going to get to another one of our members who's raised his hand. He's going to speak live here as I bring him up. And remember, as I bring you up, I identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are. One last plug. Okay, and then this is an announcement I was going to give. We have a store, okay, if you want to buy any of our gear, and I absolutely love everything we have right now. And I'll put our designs up against anybody else's, especially at our price points. Like, you can't get the stuff that we are offering for the prices that we're offering it for, okay? We have our Mike McDaniel, Now You're Just Flexing t-shirt, which is a great design. We have it in four colors. The Greatest Show on Surf Tee, which is our annual season shirt. It has the schedule on the back and the front, and it has the name of our offensive players. Okay, it's an interesting design. You could go check it out. We have the Runheem JD t-shirt, which is a takeoff on Run DMC, but on our running backs' names. And, of course, our McDaniel Tua 2024 t-shirt, which is the sequel to our best-selling Miami Tua 2020 t-shirt. You could get all that stuff. You could go to onlyfins.printify.me/products. onlyfins.printify.me/products. I put one of those promos on every single one of our tweets at 3 yards per carry that contains our latest pods. Speaking of pods, this is the last OnlyFans Q&A Live that you will hear until Jaguars week. And you're like, wait a minute, you're taking training camp off? No, the opposite. I'm going to be at training camp every single day. So since I'm going to be at training camp every single day, you will get my camp reports, just like you got them last year, every single day. And you're going to be able to ask questions every single day, all summer long until Jaguars week, when OnlyFans Q&A Live will return. And essentially it's the same pod, but it'll be different. And then we'll do it again next year. It's as simple as that. Of course, our 3 Yards Per Carry podcasts are already back, so you can check that out on our feed. All right, let's get to it. I'm going to bring you up. As I bring you up, identify yourself so that way you know, the audience knows who you are. All right, I am bringing you up right now, and then I'm going to get to all the questions in the chat. There's plenty of them, and I'm going to get to every single one of them if I can. I usually get to pretty much like 95% of them, so I will again this week. All right, brought you up. Identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are.
Hey, Alf. Hey. Tote one. I have two real quick questions. One, in the last pod, you predicted that Chris Brooks would be on the practice squad as the fifth running back. How confident are you that if he does get cut, he doesn't get poached by another team, given how promising he looked last year?
Well, remember that the Dolphins can protect some guys on the practice squad. I think he would be one of the ones that they protect. I think he's he's going to play special teams. I'm not convinced that he's not already the backup fullback to Alec Ingold, which means he's essential personnel. I think they'll protect him. He'll be on the practice squad. And I think he'll be active for some games. I think they like all those running backs. And now that Savon Ahmed is on the pup to start, although it's not a football-related injury, and everything that was announced today by the team, there was no surprises. We expected every single one of those guys to be on the pup to start the season. The only one that we did not expect was Isaiah Wynn, but I am told that it's nothing serious, and he should be ready for training camp very, very soon. Remember that the pup also can mean a guy did not pass their conditioning test, and that would automatically put them on the pup. So I'm not saying that that's what happened with Isaiah Wynn, but I'm saying it could be a bunch of different things. He's fine. Nothing unexpected happened on that pup. I guess, let me take that back. Savon Ahmed being on it for non-football injury is a little bit surprising. Like, you never want to see something like that. So who knows what that was about. But yeah, no surprises.
Excellent. That's good to hear. My second question, and again, it's kind of every training camp, we often, before training camp, we hear projections on who they think was going to make the roster. And there's always an afterthought or somebody buried on a depth chart that, you know, has an amazing camp and ends up winning a job. Who would you put your money on if you had to bet or guess? Give me a name of someone you think has a chance who right now probably isn't on the roster, but with a great camp could win one.
I'm actually gonna take you right through the roster, okay? To tell you like the really way under the radar guys. I'll start on the offensive side. Jaquan Burton is a wide receiver. I think he has a shot to replace one of these two, Anthony Schwartz or Braylon Sanders on the practice squad. An offensive lineman, Matthew Jones out of Ohio State, is an interior offensive lineman. You heard me talk about him. And you heard all three of us talk about him in our last pod, our last 3 yards per carry pod, where we previewed the offense. He's noticeable. Played at Ohio State. He has good tape. He played well against Penn State. He played well against Michigan. You guys can, I believe the Penn State game is on YouTube, the entire thing. So you can look that up and you can watch for yourself, Matthew Jones. He was the right guard there. He's a good player, okay? I think he can surprise. On the defensive side of the ball, there's a few guys, right? But I'm gonna name you one guy, okay? Isaiah Johnson, out of Syracuse, 6'3", 210-pound cornerback, out of Syracuse. Right now, he's listed as a cornerback. He's going to be a core special teamer, I believe. And in the very least, I think he's going to have an opportunity to be able to switch to safety. He's a guy who's was noticeable at Syracuse. I think he has a shot. I think that's one of the guys, just based on tape, okay? He was a UDFA. Just based on tape, I think that that's a guy that could have a shot at making this roster. Safety, no matter how you slice it, you got a very strong top three. And Elijah Campbell's a good number four. Like, if you have a number four that's Elijah Campbell, like, that's not a bad thing. Like, you have a pretty good, group. But they're going to want to keep about six safeties because they need one for special teams and one for the practice squad. I think Isaiah Johnson has a shot. So that would be my name that I would give you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Alf.
All right, man. No problem. Remember, just the same thing that Atote one just did, you'll be able to do it all summer long throughout training camp. I will be there every single day of training camp. And then I will come back home. And I'll do one of these, okay? And you can ask me questions every single day of training camp, including the joint practices in Tampa Bay. I will be over there for that one. All right, let me get some of these questions out of the way. Let me check. All right, and I'm going to try to get to all of them if I can. All right, first question, do athletes first. That's who represents Tua Tagovailoa. Add an eighth league topping contract to their stable with Tua's new deal. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Okay. I think Tua's APY, average per year, is going to be right there with Burrow. It's going to be right there with Lawrence as number one. Although Lawrence's deal is kind of fake. Okay. Like if Tua would sign Trevor Lawrence's deal like right now, you would absolutely take it. Because I believe it's only like $142 million guaranteed. I'm pretty certain that Tua wants north of that number in a guarantee. But yes, I do believe it will top the league APY. Next question. Who do you think Xavier Howard and Connor Williams will sign with? That's a great question because I have answers for this. Okay, I'll give you the first one. Xavier Howard, I think he'll sign with the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys can, and I understand Dallas Cowboys have Trevon Diggs and they have Deron Bland. Okay. So they have two nice cornerbacks. I don't think Xavier Howard's going to get a lot of money. I really don't. Okay? Trevon Diggs can play a little bit in the slot. Deron Bland can play a little bit in the slot. I think bringing on Xavier Howard for, like, let's say 1 year, $5 million, and all of it guaranteed, I think that's something he would do. And I think, let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That would help. The Cowboys have a pretty strong secondary, and they're a predominantly man team, so I think that works for them. So I think Xavier Howard, and I understand, Deron Bland, Trevon Diggs, oh, they already have two corners. You know, you could always use more. You could use three, okay? And you probably do need three. So I think Xavier Howard, I think, and the Dallas Cowboys, I think they're a good, good, good match. Connor Williams, I don't think he's playing this year. I think he was seriously hurt. If he signs with anybody, it's in December as an emergency guy. I don't think he's ready to play. So we shall see. You know, I think Miami would be one of the first teams that would knock on his door. Do I think that that ship has sailed? Yes. They replaced him. You know, guys don't like to be thought of as eminently replaceable, but I think the Dolphins are right to go after Aaron Brewer because Connor Williams was not going to be ready for the beginning of the season, and I don't think he's ready for midseason. I would look for him, you know, in December as an emergency. I root for him. He was a really, really good player here, but that was a much more serious injury than was let on at the time. All right, next question. Any hat giveaways? By the way, you could check out, we have a new dad hat, a 3YPC dad hat. In our store, you could check that out. Any hat giveaways? Stay tuned. Like, that's a distinct possibility. Remember, we have we could get gear now at our cost. You guys got to pay a premium. But again, I can't stress this enough. We're not trying to get rich off of you. Go check our prices. You might be shocked. Like our T-shirts, $19.99. Our branded T-shirts, like OnlyFans and 3YPC, $17.99. We got shirts at $17.99 that are custom. Okay. The dad hat is $14.99. And this is not garbage, okay? This is Bella Canvas, very high quality T-shirts, okay? We're just not trying to make a massive margin on you guys. We just want you wearing our stuff. Wear our stuff. Remember, all our stuff does have a logo of ours, that 3YPC logo somewhere on the shirt. So you're essentially a walking billboard every time you put it on. But we do have really, really cool stuff. And at very reasonable prices. Go check out our store. Next question. Thoughts on the PUP additions? I already mentioned that. Can you explain the various IR and PUP options available to the team and why perhaps they have chosen the options they have? They haven't really made any choices as of right now. This is just regular PUP. Like, all these guys can come off. Okay. So it's the PUP IR toward the end of the preseason training camp, that's when they're out for 4 weeks. All these guys can come off. All right, next question. Assuming Tua's contract goes off without a hitch, that's always an assumption. Have you heard anything regarding Reek's potential new deal? And do you think he becomes the highest paid or maybe extra guaranteed money and a year or two tacked on? If you look at his contract, it makes absolutely perfect sense to work on 2025. You're not going to keep him on for that number. Maybe you guarantee him part of that money and you add on a void year. Anything beyond that, I'm not so certain, man. I'm not so certain. Now, Tyreek got a big number in 2025. I can see it. Now, Tyreek got a big number from 2025 and beyond. Doubt it. I just don't see it. He might even be cheaper to franchise tag. So, no, I don't think that that's something that you would do. Reworking of his contract for 2025, yes. I think that's something you can see happen. Next question, is there any chance the team is using the PUP designation to stash certain players for later in the season? I'm mainly thinking of Washington and Perry. That's always a possibility. But we don't know what Taj Washington's injury is. We damn sure don't know what the hell Mark Perry's injury is. We will learn more of this come Tuesday when the vets report on the 23rd. Another question. Will it be doing any Ring of Honor additions this year? And who, in your opinion, should be the next former Finn? That's a great question. Huh. That's a good question. Let me think on it. We will not get those announcements until August. It's usually right before the last preseason game. They will tell you the schedule as far as Ring of Honor and people that they're going to honor before games for the regular season. So we'll know that in August. As far as a Ring of Honor guy, I'm trying to think. Everybody who's on there that should be on there is already on there. Who else could it be? You know what? Cam Wake's not on there. Put him on there. That's who should go on. All right, next question. Terron Armstead described the new Dolphins defense as spooky. Yeah, I saw that. Any clue what that means? Okay, that means that the defense is going to be multiple. They're going to bring some disguised five-man rushes, some simulated pressures. They're going to be difficult for an offensive line to discern, okay? It's going to be hard for an offensive line to figure out what kind of fronts they're lining up in and how many rushers they will be sending. Next question, what do the PUP designations allow us to do that simply testing the players did not? I'm not sure what that means. But if a guy's in PUP, he can't be an 11-on-11, and he's essentially useless to you in practice. So there's really no way you can play with the PUP, you know? And remember, these teams, there are WNBA. Or NBA PA, no. NFL PA. There are NFL PA representatives at every single practice, okay? Meaning the team rep is at every single practice. So you can't have PUP guys practicing. They don't. They don't participate in 11-on-11. They don't participate in individual drills either. They're to the side. So there's really no, there's no benefit to it of playing around with the PUP. Isaiah Wynn is injured. I already explained that. He's not too injured. Let's just say that. Let's just leave it at that. How does this change the urgency of identifying and signing an additional interior offensive lineman? How will we do those? Wait for some cuts to happen. That's a possibility. That's always a possibility. But you know me and you've known us, and we've talked about it on the podcast. I think we're short an interior offensive lineman. I will bring one more in. Now, I've already explained. The best ones, Greg Van Roten. You don't bring those guys in with a promise that they can compete or they could be a backup. Those guys want to start, and they want a guarantee to start. A lot of those guys are just, you know, they're sitting at home on their couch, probably working out, right? But they're sitting on their couch and watching NFL Network, waiting for people to get injured and waiting for a call from their agent to tell them, hey, man, this team lost their right guard, you know. They'll give you a year and $2.5 million to play. You want to do it? Yeah, sure, I'll do it. That's what they're waiting for. I think there's two obvious guys, Mark Lewinsky and Greg Van Roten. I would have them here already. I'm not certain that Glowinski would ask for a guarantee. I am certain. In fact, I'll go ahead and predict it. Greg Van Roten will only sign with somebody that will hand him a starting spot. So wait for an injury in the interior offensive line to some type of team somewhere. And I would look for him to sign somewhere. Okay? Next question. How many offensive linemen will we put on the 53-man roster as of now? Who will it be? Game day is 8 guys, okay? I think they'll have 10 on the 53, you know? That makes a lot of sense. I think they'll keep an extra center. So 10, I think, is a good number. Next question, Alf. Yeah, that's my name. I keep hearing about Miami keeping 6 wide receivers and 5 running backs. Yes. I figure 9 offensive linemen, too. That's a possibility. Defensive line, it's got to be 9 guys, too, right? Then I look at the other position groups and wonder how hard it is to get down to 53. Is there a pinch going to be coming into any position group? Yeah, I think in the secondary. They're going to have to make a very, very difficult decision because they want some dedicated special teams players. We know that Cam Brown will be on the team as a core special teamer. He's a linebacker, which means that Channing Tindall or Duke Riley could be in danger. That's where one crunch can come. The next crunch will come at safety because Elijah Campbell's a special teamer, and so is Saron Neal. So who goes, right? So that's the other spot that's kind of difficult. Next question. So if Love gets a deal first, will it affect Tua's deal? No. Tua's deal is coming. Unless, of course, Love gets some type of ridiculous number. I don't think he will. Next question. I've been watching tape again from last season. Wide receiver blocking really stood out in tight end blocking. How big of a factor will it run blocking be in deciding which wide receivers make the roster? That's impossible. That's impossible to tell, really, because they have so many locks. You're not cutting any of the top three. And pretty much everybody else they added on the roster has a good reputation as a blocker. So, you know, maybe Braxton Berrios is in a little bit of danger, I would say. So it's a factor. That it's something that they will look at, absolutely. Next question. Does Achan take over Azukama's Debo-esque role in any way? That's a possibility. I think he's going to play some wide receiver. He played some last year. And if not, who else fits that role on the roster? And how might they expand Achan's role in this season? I think Achan's going to get more touches, maybe some dedicated touches, some design passes. He will play on the outside. And if you ask me who can play Debo's role, how about Tyreek Hill? He played running back before. Now you have Odell Beckham to take some snaps on the boundary, on the outside, in the slot. Yes, you'll be able to do a lot of different things with your guys on offense. So, yeah, they're not short for skill personnel. That's not their problem. All right. We'll make this the last question here. Need to get second most successful Dolphins head coach, the legendary Dave Wansett, onto the honor roll before McDee's streaks passed him. Hell no. Jesus Christ. He did put an emoji, you know, winking, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, not happening. All right. Yeah. Over under. And he doubles down with another question. It says over under on the week we first see Achan throw a pass. My imaginary line is week 7.5. You know who could throw the football? Odell Beckham. I'll make a prediction. Odell Beckham throws a pass before Devon Achan does. How's that? Right. I'll add one more. I see Ross is moving away from real estate business to concentrate on the Dolphins. What will that mean? Any clue? It would just mean that he's old and he's sick and tired of making all these trips to go back and forth to buy properties and develop them. So he's going to have a little bit of fun, you know, before he dies. He's going to stick around the team a little bit. That can only be good things because that means he gets his eyes on this and, you know, he could train up his daughter, who is eventually going to be the owner of the team. So that can only be a good thing. All right, that's it. Remember, that's it for this show until Jaguars week for week 1 at Hard Rock Stadium or whatever is left of Hard Rock Stadium. In the meantime, it's not like we're going away. You still have 3 yards per carry, and you will have daily, meaning every single day, training camp reports with me, where you can ask me questions. And we do those on OnlyFans, our Discord. And to become a member of our Discord and watch and hear these training camp reports daily and ask questions. Because remember, you can only ask questions if you're a member on Discord of our Discord. You go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. All right, that's it. I will talk to you. The next time you hear from me will be on our 3 yards per carry podcast, our next 3 yards per carry podcast, where we will preview the defense for training camp. But then after that, you're going to hear me from camp every single day until I go to Key West for Jaguars week. But, well, right before Jaguars week. And then the season gets going. But till then.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.